Lloyd, 4-1, do you feel you deserve to lose by that scoreline?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. They took the chances on our mistakes. We didn't.
It wasn't, with all due respect to your keeper, it wasn't a great day for him though, was it?
To be fair to the lad, he's just come in, he doesn't know anybody's name, he's, you know, we've got a bit of a problem with the keeper situation up until next week, and he's, after today it's all sorted, but he's come in, he's done us a favour, and, you know, he's not had a great game by his standards, but that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's all ifs and ands.
Of course it is, of course it is. I'm just gutted, really, because no one makes a mistake on purpose.
No,
We have literally given four goals.
Yeah.
Literally handed. And I wish a team would do that to us, because we've got to work our tripe off to score a goal.
Having said that, you did have the ball in the back of the net three times. One counted. Two were offside. Feelings?
I don't think he was offside. We spoke to the player who scored him, Darrell, and he said he definitely wasn't offside. But you've got to have officials. It doesn't matter how good or how bad they are. And at the end of the day, if he thinks he needs to shove his flag up in the air, then that's
what I'm going to say then.
Well, you know, I've got to be honest, aren't I, without insulting people. So, yeah, at the end of the day, if he feels it was offside, it was offside. But according to the player, he wasn't. And that would have made the game far more interesting, in my opinion.
So, you're going through you had a bad spell to begin with. You seem to come through it, and now you seem to have got into another run of poor results.
Yeah, what it is, Pav, is we're basically ripping it up and starting again. We're getting new players in. We're losing. In the last 2 weeks, I think we've lost four or five players, and we've brought in four or five new ones. Now, obviously, they're all young lads. We all think they've got some potential. And it's a case of just getting it out of them. And it's not easy coming into a team who every time you make a mistake, he's getting punished. And, you know, Hyde, good team, took the chances, deserved to win. We didn't, and that's it. But the new players will adjust to that, and hopefully they'll bend the ways to what we're thinking, because it's just killing us at the minute, absolutely killing us.
Mike Fish has gone to Brighouse this week. Was that a surprise at all?
No, not really. I mean, the guy scored some like 23, 24 goals in 26 appearances. Who wouldn't want to look at him?
Yeah, I believe they've made an offer he couldn't refuse, if I can put it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same with Warrington have come in for our keeper as well. You see, this is where the problem is. He's injured at the minute, Nick, but they've made him a fantastic offer as well. So that's
a lot of people today very impressed with Darrell Mason.
Yes, Darrell was very unlucky not to start, to be honest. I mean, we had a look at the conditions before the game and it was absolutely chucking it down, and we thought, is this the right time to throw him in? But he's a fantastic player and he'll just get better and better.
What's his background?
Sheffield Wednesday,
started with them.
Sheffield Wednesday's goal scorer, and they just released him, and he's just been meandering around, and we've asked him to come in, and to be fair, he was unfit, and he's getting a lot fitter now, so he's doing well, the young lad, to be honest, and he's got great potential.
So, stupid question, but where does this leave you for the moment? Do you go home and kick the cat, or...?
No... We could have gone in there and ripped the heads off, to be honest, Pav, but there's no point. I mean, we've got a very young team. I mean, there'll be one or two more departures this week.
Yeah.
And we'll have to replace them. And that's just the nature of the beast at this level of football.
When you say departures, do you mean you're releasing them or other people are taking them away?
Both.
It's like talking to the Sphinx, this.
Well, I can't say too much because one or two of them haven't been done yet or been told. And, the others we know about, and, you know, people want to earn as much as they can, and they don't want to be associated with a team who's struggling, or, you know, they don't want to fight for the cause or whatever. I understand that. It's not a problem. And we'll just get players in who want to fight for the cause, and we'll run the tripe off. And we've got a good nucleus of young players who we can build on. And that's what this club's all about. We very rarely get the finished article because we can't afford them, basically. So we have to develop our own, and sometimes that takes time.
So, you know, a couple of weeks or a month or so, hopefully results will be taking a turn for the better.
Hopefully. Well, this time 3 weeks ago, we went to Colwyn Bay and absolutely spanked them.
Yeah.
And we did spank them. And from that starting 11, we've lost five players. And that's in the space of 3 weeks. So how you just can't flick a switch and with one training session and say, this is what's going to happen. It takes time. It really does. And once we cut the mistakes out, we'll be fine.
Great, thanks.
No problem.